On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have the House Majority Leader, Representative from Louisiana, Steve Scalise. Steve, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, great to be with y'all. How you been doing?
Great, great. Steve, well, what's the info you got for us?
Yeah, we've been working with a lot of members of Congress, Republican, Democrat, from every part of the country on some kind of structure for name, image, and likeness. You know, I think you've seen NIL. As it's grown, you're starting to see a lot of states come up with their own set of rules. It's creating a lot of problems for college athletics. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a big school like LSU or a medium-sized school. I've met with the head of Southern University, so a lot of HBCUs. Everybody has a concern about the fact that it's become the wild, wild west. You don't really know what deals student-athletes have. Student-athletes don't have any protections. There have been some real bad scandals where a student-athlete signs their rights away or they get a multi-million dollar deal. You saw that in Florida. And then the money evaporates and the kid's stuck. And, you know, we've got to put some structure in place so that we don't see college sports diminish and ultimately some of the other problems that are coming out of it. So I've been meeting with a lot of these different schools. Today I had a meeting at my office in Washington, D.C. with both Coach Brian Kelly and Coach Nick Saban. So it was a real interesting dynamic.
Yeah, I bet.
And, if you can get Saban and Coach Kelly in the same room and in full agreement on the same thing, it tells you how big of a deal it is. We also had Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC there. And, you know, these are conversations that we've been having for months. I've been working with the Committee of Jurisdiction. Gus Milarakis from Florida is working on a bill that I've been working with him on. But we've got a lot of members of Congress. You know, we've got some members who played college ball and professional ball. You know, you got Colin Allred on the Democrat side who played for the Tennessee Titans. Burgess Owens on the Republican side played for the Oakland Raiders when they won their Super Bowl in New Orleans. Everybody agrees you've got to get some kind of structure in place to give real protections to student athletes. You know, some are doing great. You know, you look at Libby Dunn, Angel Reese making great NIL deals, but you've also got bad problems on the other side of that that we need to work on.
Well, Steve, with that being said, because I know you're a capitalist, that how can you have that balance, checks and balances, without having too much government involvement? Because you don't want it to be like Florida has their rules, California has their rules, or you know, Louisiana, Alabama, whatever. How can you have that balance? That has to be challenging.
Yeah, and Bobby, that's at the heart of what we're trying to do. And, you know, if you go look at California right now. They're trying to pass a law that would do a lot of things. It would create this sharing opportunity. Students would become employees of the school. That would really take away some of the rights that students have. Very few people I've heard from want to see that happen, yet it's about to be the law in California. So, you know, you're playing at USC, UCLA, totally different set of rules than if you're playing at LSU or Alabama. And each state's doing their own thing. And so that's why you've seen all of these schools come to us and say, we need a national standard. If you've got 40 or 50 different sets of rules, you really have chaos right now. And that's what you're looking at. And so it's not a question of whether or not the student athlete's going to get paid. That's already there. And let them go make all the money they can make. I'm a capitalist like you, but I also want protections for the student athletes because I've talked to some high profile high school coaches. And these kids are getting approached now in their junior, senior year. And you might have some agent that's not even really a scrupulous agent approaching them and say, here's a deal. They're sitting down with the family offering some kind of $300,000 deal. And you're not going to read all the details. You're signing your life away for 10 years in some cases. And then some of these kids realize later it's limited their ability to truly capitalize on their name. They might become a professional athlete 4 years later, and they've lost and signed away a lot of their rights. And they didn't realize it. Those protections need to be put in place as well. So that's the kind of stuff we're looking at. Not to have employees or unionization. This is about real freedom, but protections for student athletes. And the schools, look, if I'm wearing LSU's jersey, you wore Northwestern's jersey, if your school didn't even know what deals you had and you're signing those deals as an athlete, the schools just want to have an understanding of what's going on out there too, not to limit you, but just so they know what's going on. They don't even know that. The conferences have no idea what's really going on. And so we're all working together, and I think everybody's right now focused on the same thing. Like I said, you know, today we had a really productive meeting with Coach Kelly and Coach Saban, but we're all in agreement on what needs to happen and how we should do it. We're tweaking out some of the differences. But again, Republicans and Democrats have come together on this as well. and the coalition that have been put together has gotten bigger. And I think you're going to be impressed with what you see in terms of who's coming together to address this problem.
Representative Scalise, one of the things I've heard from coaches that I've spoke to is that it's to get people in the different states to all agree upon this. Some standards, they wanted one way, another state may wanted another, and how you getting it a certain way. Has that been part of the main discussion here, is to get all the states in line where everything would be doing it one way? Because from what I hear from coaches and even some players, that it's different everywhere you go. What's being offered is done totally different from team to team, college to college.
Well, and Steve, you might say, well, it has to be even across the board, but the SEC is king. Ain't no damn socialism. I mean, I ain't know what's happening in Lincoln, Nebraska, or whatever, even though Nebraska has an outstanding program. But you look at different parts of the country. That's why, to me, it's challenging
To get everybody to agree,
because if you're the top dog, that's a different market compared to if you're in Tucson, Arizona, or whatever.
Oh, my thing is in Texas or Louisiana or Indiana or Iowa.
Well, that's what I said. SEC.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
Right, and in Division One versus Division Two, and that's what if you look at the nation. We've gotten everybody to the same place. It doesn't solve every problem. You know, some people want to get rid of collectives. You know, how do you handle that? But if you look at LSU and Alabama, you know, the two coaches I'm sitting with today, they could sit back and say, I don't want anything to change. I don't care what California's laws are or any other state. If you're LSU or Alabama, you're going to do just fine no matter what other states do. And it's going to hurt other schools. They care about the bigger picture, too, because this involves all of college athletics. And it's not just football. Because in most programs, I mean, we're lucky at LSU, you know, where I went, football makes a lot of money for the program. Basketball makes some. Baseball might even make money. At most schools, football might make money.
Football's king. Football's king, Steve. Yeah. You know that.
In some places, it's the only place that makes money.
Right, exactly. And so you want the ability for the student athletes to be able to profit off their name. Some of them might be national deals. You know, Liv Dunn, she's signing national deals. You know, Angel Reese is signing national deals. Some of them might just be getting a deal with the local car dealer, and that's good money for them. But everybody ought to have that opportunity, but at least have a structure in place so that each state has different rules. And the NCAA has absolutely no ability. They've been neutered in all this because there have been lawsuits that have basically taken the NCAA out of the equation. You've got the transfer portal now where you have pure free agency. I mean, I serve with guys that play professional football. They said, there's more wide open free agency in college right now than you had in professional sports. And NCAA can't do anything about it because you've got this wide Wild West mentality. So if you get structure in place, you know, whatever NCAA does, that's going to be up to them. I met with the new NCAA president, and he's interested in this too because, you know, they have a lot of roles that they play, but they've kind of been sidelined as well. But whether you're big school, small school, HBCU, everybody's got a similar interest in seeing this get done. And right now we're all on the same page. I don't know if it'll hold that way all the way through, but I like the coalition we have.
Well,
lot of people from a lot of different kind of schools and a lot of different kind of backgrounds that want to get this done.
Now, Steve, with that being said, you say because the perception is with the public is that, man, is the Wild Wild West out there. Do you see more stability like going forward? That it could be more structured instead of the Wild Wild West. Because look, you're the top dog, and then you're talking to Saban, you're talking to Coach Kelly and all that, and that's how the people in power make things happen. So what is your vision from now, let's say, to the future? You know, 2023, 24, mm-hmm. What is your vision right now when you look at name, image, and likeness going forward?
Bobby, my vision is that we get a fair set of rules, fair both for the student athletes and for the universities, and something that whether you're a really big school, whether you're medium-sized, small school, it doesn't undermine the structure of college athletics, and that is in jeopardy. A lot of people in college sports that just love college sports are concerned that if we don't get a structure in place at the federal level, this 50 different state set of rules is going to undermine college athletics, and I don't want to see that happen,
right.
And neither do my other colleagues. So our timeline right now is, I've been working with Gus Villarakis from Florida. He's the chairman of the subcommittee that's in charge of this. We've been working on an actual bill. We've been drafting it, working with other colleagues, again, Republican, Democrat, and I think we're pretty close to having a bill ready to file. And then we go through the legislative process, and I'm going to be pushing to move that along fast. I want a bill moved through the House by the end of this year, hopefully earlier than the end of this year. Obviously, we have a lot of other stuff we're dealing with, too. But I think this is something that we can fit in and get done before the end of the year. And then if we get a strong vote, and I feel real confident this bill can get more broad support than a lot of other things we deal with in Washington, and that would give momentum to get it through the Senate and to the president's desk. And I think that's realistic by the end of this year, because if we keep going under this kind of unlimited set of rules and unknown set of rules, it is starting to undermine the fabric of college athletics. And you talk to anybody at any school, athletic directors, coaches will tell you right now, they don't even really know some of the recruiting that's going on outside. The coaches are the ones who normally recruit. You've got boosters floating around NIL deals, recruiting kids to a school, and the coach doesn't even know about it. Obviously, that's not healthy either.
Nope. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. Listen, it's always open for you. You give us a call. We'll have you on when you get some more information. But listen, we'll have to get you on one day. You can come talk to us about LSU baseball. How about that?
All right, Steve.
Well, hey, look, let's go to Omaha and win the whole thing.
There you go, brother.
Omaha or bust. Omaha or bust, Steve.
Let's go, buddy. Hey, y'all take care.
All right, and that was House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.